German opens door to Kenyan workers in labor deal, date modified : 2024-09-14T12:02:52.502Z, description : Germany agrees to ease some of its immigration laws to enable Kenyans find employment in the European's biggest economy. Germany to welcome Kenyans in labor deal, AFP, Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz, R, and Kenya's President William Ruto signed the deal in Berlin. Berlin has agreed to allow skilled and semi-skilled Kenyan workers into Germany in a controlled and targeted labor migration deal. Kenya is struggling with increasing difficulties in providing work and sufficient income for its young professionals, while Germany is facing a shortage of skilled labor. The German government has said the deal does not specify the number of workers who will be allowed in. Migration agreements are a central pillar in the German government's efforts to curb immigration. The agreement will also simplify the repatriation of Kenyans who are in Germany without legal permission. 5 Kenyan bus drivers have already been welcomed to Flensburg, in the north of Germany, in a pilot project. Immigration is a huge issue in Germany at the moment, following the rise in popularity of the far-right anti-immigration party, Alternative for Germany, AfD. Successive governments in Berlin have allowed relatively large numbers of asylum seekers to settle in the country in recent years. Germany took in more than 1 million people, mostly fleeing war in countries such as Syria, during the 2015-2016 migrant crisis, and has received 1.2 million Ukrainians since Russia's full-scale invasion began in February 2022. Germany to tighten border controls after stabbing, Kenya doctor strike, the public caught between the medics and the government. The labor deal was signed in Berlin by Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Kenya's President William Ruto. Germany agreed to ease some of its immigration laws to enable Kenyans to find employment in Europe's biggest economy. Authorities in Berlin will also consider extending temporary residence permits for Kenyan workers who have secured an approved job. Kenyans will also be issued with long-term visas to study or do vocational training in Germany. On the expiry of the long-stay visa, Kenyans may receive a temporary residence permit for study purposes in Germany for up to 2 years, the agreement states. The temporary residence permit may be extended if the purpose of residence has not yet been achieved but is achievable within a reasonable period, it adds. According to the deal, IT specialists from Kenya will be allowed to enter and work in Germany, even if they do not have formal qualifications. Both governments will support the immigration of skilled workers who have finished vocational training or earned a university degree, as long as their qualifications are recognized by the relevant authorities of the other party. AFP, the European country needs more nurses but critics say it should not deprive Kenya of much-needed medical professionals. The deal also includes provisions for the readmission and return of citizens between the two nations. It spells out guidelines to prevent and fight against labor exploitation, forced labor, and human trafficking. While welcoming 5 Kenyan drivers in Flensburg on Thursday, Schleswig-Holstein's Transport Minister Klaus Ruhe Madsen said Germany was in need of hard-working hands and clever minds. We simply have to position ourselves in Germany in such a way that it is attractive to come here, Mr. Madsen added. The drivers are the first batch of Kenyan workers, who will be trained by the Active Bus Company in a pilot project, hoping to get a job in Germany. Doctors, nurses and teachers are among those expected to take part in the program. The International Labour Organization, ILO, said the deal was expected to significantly increase access to decent foreign jobs for Kenyan workers in Germany and address labour shortages in Germany. It includes mechanisms to protect the rights and welfare of Kenyan migrant workers in Germany, ensuring safe, orderly, and productive migration, ILO added in a statement. But there are concerns about a brain drain in Kenya with professionals like doctors and nurses going abroad for jobs, leaving local hospitals with a huge shortage of medical workers. It is sad that we are going to service other countries at the expense of our own country, Ikuru Okot, a Kenyan lawyer and politician, told the BBC's Newsday program. But Rosaline Enyagu, a senior foreign affairs official, said Kenya was simply responding to the global labor market demands. We have a youth bulge in Kenya and every year we have 1 million people joining the local labor market. It takes time and resources to create job opportunities at home, she added, Correction: September 14, 2024. An earlier version of this article put a figure on how many Kenyan workers would be allowed into Germany under the deal. The German Interior Ministry corrected this to state that the deal did not specify a figure. You may also be interested in podcast, Is It Worth Becoming a Doctor in Kenya? Kenya follows Malawi in sending farm workers to Israel amid Hamas war, passengers stranded after strike at main Kenya airport, Getty Images / BBC, go to bbcafrica.com. For more news from the African continent, follow us on Twitter, at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica. BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, focus on Africa, Kenya-Germany business in Africa, Africa migration.